Hello, everybody. This is Chris Grabowski, recording for the Mystic Place podcast. I wanted to do a demonstration of a program I discovered the other day called Pop Peeper. You can download it from www.poppeeper.com. It is an email notification tool, and it's kind of a slimmed down mail client as well. You can read your messages in HTML format, plain text format, and or an RTF format, or you can use it as a notification tool. If you have multiple accounts, you can have different sounds set up for each individual account so you'll know which account is receiving mail. So I have it in my tray and I don't have any accounts configured, so I'm going to press enter. It says no new messages.
Graphic. Pop Peeper. No messages. No selected item. List view.
And then the first thing we'll do is press our Alt key and go to the menu bar.
File pulldown. View pulldown.
Go to the right.
Accounts pulldown.
Go to the right.
Messages pulldown.
Go to the right again.
Send mail pulldown.
Send mail.
Options pulldown.
Options.
Help pulldown.
Help.
System pulldown. File pulldown.
And well, let's take a look at what's in the file menu.
Check mail control M. Run email client control E. Open message. Control O dialog.
Or you can just press enter on it.
Send to tray control T.
Control T will send it to the tray.
Auto check enabled checked. Exit.
I'll hit escape.
Menu closed. File pulldown.
Go to the right.
View pulldown.
Down arrow.
Normal mode F5 checked. Account mode F6. Message mode F7. Show toolbar checked. Customize toolbar. Dialog. View inbox F9 checked. View outbox F10. Normal mode F5 checked.
So as you can see, it's,
menu
it's
closed.
Very speech friendly.
Accounts pulldown.
Here's the accounts.
Add. Dialog.
We'll go there shortly.
Edit. Dialog disabled. Delete. Dialog disabled. Edit columns. Dialog. Select font. Dialog. Show account checkbox checked. Reset account list width disabled. Add. Dialog.
We'll press escape.
Menu closed. Accounts.
Go to the right.
Messages pulldown. Edit columns. Dialog. Select font. Dialog.
And I'm just going down.
Hide read messages control H. Hide seen messages control shift H. Edit columns. Dialog. Select font. Dialog. Hide read messages control H.
Press escape.
Menu send mail pulldown. Options pulldown. Send mail pulldown.
And then there's dealing with sent mail. Let's go to the options.
Options pulldown.
Go down.
Set options. Dialog. Set admin password. Dialog. Plugins. Dialog. Set options. Dialog.
So let's go to set options.
Menu closed. Property sheet. Options. General. 1 of 8. Preview. Depth 1.
These are general options, so we'll press our tab key.
Run Pop Peeper at Windows Startup. Checkbox. Checked.
And if you want to use it at Windows Startup, you can. If not, you'd uncheck that.
Enable advanced options. Checkbox. Checked.
This is not enabled by default, but what it allows us to do is set up each account individually. If you don't have this checked, you wouldn't be able to specify different sounds for different accounts and things like that.
Close button will minimize Pop Peeper. Checkbox. Checked.
So if you Alt F4 on the screen, it'll minimize it to the tray instead of exiting the product.
Delete mail immediately. Checkbox. Checked.
This is also unchecked by default, and what this does is if you're reading your mail using Pop Peeper, Pop Peeper doesn't pull the email off the server. It reads the email while it's connected to the Pop server. So if you have this checked, when you delete the message, it deletes it from the server.
Language. English default. Combo box. 1. When double-clicking tray icon. Open Pop Peeper. Combo box. 1 of 3.
And there are options while double-clicking the tray icon. You can change those as well.
Email client. Forte agent. 2 of 5.
You can
combo.
Tell what email client you want to launch.
Button. Okay. Button. Cancel.
Just tabbing
button.
Through.
General. 1 of 8. Preview. Depth 1.
Hit the down arrow key.
Mail check. 2 of 8. Mail. Minutes polling interval 0 disable. 5. Between 0 and 720. Up down. Edit box.
How many minutes do you want Pop Peeper to check the server for new email?
Use account timers. Radio button. Checked. 2 of 2. Maximum simultaneous threads. 2. Between 1 and 32. When pop peeper starts, do not check mail immediately. Combo box. 2 of 3.
Okay, so do not check mail immediately when pop peeper starts. That's what I have.
Scheduling. Enable time scheduling. Checkbox. Unchecked.
You could enable time scheduling, which where it would check specific times.
Okay. Button. Cancel. Mail check. 2 of 8. Preview. Depth 1.
We'll go down.
Message retrieval. 3 of 8. Message retrieval. 3 of 8. Depth. Pop 3. Entire message. Combo box. 4 of 4.
So to pull the entire message down for pop 3 accounts.
Webmail. Preview. Combo box. 3 of 4.
Webmail counts.
IMAP. Preview. Combo box. 3 of 4. Webmail retrieve only the first inbox page. Checkbox. Unchecked. Webmail IMAP use read status from server. Checkbox. Checked. Webmail IMAP don't retrieve body for messages marked as read on server. Checkbox. Checked. Webmail IMAP retrieve entire message with attachments when header is viewed. Checkbox. Unchecked. Okay. Cancel. Message retrieval.
We'll
3 of 8. Connection. 4 of 8.
That's just the connection type if you're on a dial-up or a DSL or cable. You know, always on connection.
Notification. 5 of 8. Notification.
Notification.
5 of 8. Audio. New mail. Checkbox. Checked.
Do you want it to play a sound when you receive new mail? That's where you would check or uncheck that.
Audio. Edit box.
There's where you tell it what file to play. By default, it plays the notify sound.
Button. Button. Audio. I want each account that receives new email to play its specified sound. Radio button. Checked. 2 of 2.
Again, if the advanced options were not checked in general, you wouldn't even have this as an option.
When I receive new email, no special action. Combo box. 1 of 4.
When I receive new email, there are some things that you can do.
Display desktop alert.
Display
two
desktop
four.
Alert.
Open pop peeper.
Open
3
pop
of 4.
Peeper.
Run email client.
4
run of
email
4.
Client. I just have it.
No special action.
Do nothing.
Visual. Flash scroll lock when I receive new email. Checkbox. Unchecked.
You could have it flash the scroll lock.
Okay. But cancel. Notification. 5 of 8. View messages. 6 of 8.
And
view messages.
Where you would go and change the view type. So we'll tab through here and see what we have.
Default message viewing preference. Plain text. Combo box. 3 of 3.
And I have mine set to plain text, but if you up arrow.
Rich text. 2 of 3.
Rich text.
HTML.
And HTML.
1 of 3.
I'm going to move back down to plain text.
Rich. Plain text. 3 of 3. HTML. Block external images and data. Checkbox. Unchecked.
So you could block external images and data.
HTML. View entire web page webmail only. Checkbox. Unchecked. HTML. Process attachments pop 3 only. Checkbox. Checked. Rich text. Display hyperlink references. Checkbox. Unchecked. Rich text. Display image text. Checkbox. Unchecked. OK. Button. Cancel. Button. View messages. 6 of...
And then we down arrow.
Tray icons. 7 of 8. Depth 1.
And the tray icons.
Storage.
And
8 of 8.
Storage.
8 of 8. Depth 1.
You get
1.
The idea. That's those other two you can explore on your own. Now I'll press enter.
Pop peeper. No selected item. List view.
So now I'm going to go back to the accounts menu.
File pull down. View pull accounts pull down.
Press enter.
Add. Dialog.
Press enter on add.
Menu closed. Property sheet. Wizard choose account creation method. Import accounts. Group box. Recommended for first time users. Import accounts. Button.
I'm going to set up a single account. So I'm going to press the tab key.
Cancel. Button. Import accounts. Button. Create single account. Button.
Spacebar.
Space. Email address. Edit box.
I'm going to type in my email address.
CIS@mytocpaceport.org.
Press tab.
Back. Button.
Tab again.
Next. Space. Account name. Mystic Place. Edit box.
It called it Mystic Place with no space, so I'm just going to retype it.
mytocpaceport.
Now a tab.
Server type. Pop 3. Combo box. 1 of 11.
The server type is pop 3. I'm going to leave that by default, but there are, as you can see, lots of server types that you can choose. One of them is Gmail, so you can set up a Gmail account.
Color. Button. Back. Button. Next. Button.
Press the space bar on next.
Space. Login name. Chris. Edit box.
The login name is fine, so I'm going to tab again.
Password. Edit box.
Type in my password and tab.
Back. Button. Next. Button. Space. Incoming server. mail.mistakeplace.org. Edit box.
That's fine. I'll tab.
Incoming server. No SSL. Combo box. 104.
And I tab again.
Port. 110. Edit box.
And that's the POP port. We'll leave that alone. It's 110 by default.
Discover server. Dialog. Button.
You could have the system discover the server to find out what your POP settings are. I know mine, so I'll just leave it alone.
Back. Button. Next. Button.
Space bar on next.
Space. Do you want to enable SMTP support for this account? Checkbox. Unchecked.
Do I want to send from POP Peeper instead of using my client for this particular account? I will select this checkbox because I do want to set that up.
Space. Checked. Do you want to enable SMTP support for this account? Checkbox.
And then I'll tab.
Name. Edit box.
I'll type in my name.
C-A-I-S-P-G.
As how I want it displayed.
SMTP server. mail.mistakeplace.
And I'll type in my SMTP server.
SMTP period. M-A-I-S-P-A-C-E-R-G.
And then I'll tab.
SMTP server. No SSL. Combo box. 103.
Tab again.
Port. 25. Edit box.
And that's the SMTP port, so I'll tab again.
SMTP. Server requires authentication. Checkbox. Unchecked.
And it does, so I'll check that.
Space. Checked. Server requires authentication. Checkbox. Back. Button. Finish. Button.
And press space on finish.
Space. POP Peeper. No selected item. List view.
Okay, so now I have an account set up.
Checked. Mystic Place. 101. Mystic Place.
And it's checked. So what I want to do is add a custom notification to this account. So I'll go to the account menu.
File pulldown. View pull. Accounts pulldown. Add. Edit. Dialog.
Go to edit.
Menu closed. Account name. Edit box.
And then I will shift tab.
Delete. Cancel. General. Tab control.
To get to the tab. Control. And press the right arrow key twice.
Send mail. Advanced. 3 of 3.
Now tab.
Cancel. Button.
Again.
Delete. Dialog. Button.
Again.
Minutes polling interval 0 use default. Between 0 and 720. Up down. Edit box.
I think that that's fine. I'll leave that alone.
Retrieval option. Default. Combo box. 1 of 5.
Again, I'll leave that alone as well.
Email client. 0 of 5. Combo. Edit box.
I'll change this to my email client. You can have a different email client set up for each account if you wanted to.
Becky. Forte agent. 2.
And then I'll tab.
Button. New mail sound. Edit box.
And this is what I'm after, is the new mail sound. So I will press tab.
Button.
Go to the browse button. And what I've done actually is used TextAloud from nextup.com. And I created a WAV file using text-to-speech, so it announces a message when I receive new mail from this account. So I'll press the space bar to activate this button.
Space. File name. Edit box. Dial.
And then I will shift tab.
Look in. New mail on gmail dot.
Down arrow.
New mail on mysticplace.org. 2 of 4.
And then I'll press enter.
Button. Dialog. Edit.
And then I'll tab to the...
Button. Hide message. Remove messages not advanced. Update. Button.
Update button.
Space. POP Peeper. Checked. Mystic Place. List view. 1 of 1.
Now what I will do is I will force the system to do a mail check. So I will do Control M.
M. Checked.
You have Mystic new Place. Mail on Mystic 1 of 1.
Okay, so there we go. I have new mail on Mystic Place. So I will tab.
Add. Dialog. Button. Edit. Dialog. Button.
And these are the add and edit buttons for the account, so you really don't have to go to the account menu, but I chose to.
Delete. Dialog. Button. No selected item. List view.
And now we're in the message list.
Mystic Place. Center. Chris G. Subject. Testing POP Peeper for the podcast. Date time. 6-7-20-08-12-12. Size. 0.8K. 1 of 1.
So I will press enter to read this message.
Dialogue. Mystic Plays testing Pop Peeper for the podcast. Files. Hello, I'm testing Pop Peeper for the Mystic Plays podcast. To join the general technology list, send a blank message to Gentech subscribe mysticplays.org. www.mysticplays.org, the home of the Mystic Plays blog and podcast. Read only. Rich edit.
Okay, and you can up and down arrow.
Hello, to join the general technology.
I will press Control R to reply to this. As you remember, I set this Mystic Place account up to send email, so to press Control R.
Original message from Chris G. Chris Mystic Place.
And then I will say
TXXXESEPLY. This is a test reply.
And I will press Control Enter to send the message.
Yes. Button. Dialog. Add new addresses. Do you want to add the following to your address book? Chris G. Chris Mystic Place.org. Always use this answer. Checkbox. Unchecked. Default. Yes. Button.
And I will answer yes. Pop Peeper has a built-in address book.
Why? Dialog. Mystic Plays testing Pop Peeper for the podcast. Files. Hello, I'm testing Pop Peeper for the Mystic Plays podcast.
And then I will press Control Delete to delete the message.
Podcast.
And escape.
Pop Peeper. No selected item. List. No selected item.
Now that message is not on the server. Now let's do another Control M. Again, my interval was set to check every 5 minutes, but let's force the system to check. If you were doing something else and had Pop Peeper minimized in the background, you would hear.
No selected
you have
item.
You have email on Mystic Place.
Now we hit our down arrow key.
Mystic Place. Center. Chris G. Subject. Retesting Pop Peeper for the podcast. Date time. 6-7-20-08-12-22. Size. 0.9k. 1 of 1.
This is the message that I just wrote in response to the original test message. So we'll just press enter to read this.
Files. This is a test reply. Original message.
Okay, and I just silenced it. Hit escape.
Pop Peeper. Mystic Place. Center. Chris G.
And hit delete.
Mystic Place. Center. Chris G.
And I press
subject.
Alt F4, and I'm back to my desktop, and I will wait for new email to come in. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this podcast of Pop Peeper. If you would like to contact me, you may send me an email at chris@mysticplace.org, and that's chris@mysticplace, all one word, .org. You may also visit my website, blog, and podcast at www.mysticplace.org.